You and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation on this Pentecost Sunday is from the book of Acts, the second chapter, verses 1-4. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in tongues as the Spirit enabled them. And this is our text. It was at that writing 50 days after the resurrection of Jesus. And that event that Luke records for us there is an event that completely changed the history of the church. It was also 50 days after the Passover festival, and it was the festival of Pentecost. And Pentecost then was a Jewish festival of the harvest, but it was also a celebration of God's giving of the Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai. For the faithful, it was a pilgrimage festival, and that meant that if it were at all possible, the faithful were to journey to Jerusalem to celebrate. And that's why there were so many Jews in Jerusalem on that day from almost most of the countries of the known world. On that day, God poured out on his disciples the gift of the Holy Spirit, who came in a new and richer way, filled with power from on high. Those disciples boldly told the assembled crowd there that day about the forgiveness of sins and the sure salvation that has been won for them and for all people by the crucifixion, death, and resurrection of Jesus. At that preaching on that day, Luke tells us 3,000 souls were added to the church. And it was on that day that the New Testament church was begun. The good news for today is that that same Spirit that was poured out on those first disciples is the same Spirit that God still pours out on his disciples today. The better news is that as the disciples of Jesus Christ, we already possess that same Spirit. And the even better news is that we also have the same power of that Spirit that those first century disciples had. And just like them, we can boldly proclaim to the world the good news of Jesus Christ, who brings life and salvation to a world of people living in darkness. So on this Pentecost Sunday, let's take a look at this gift of the Holy Spirit that we have already received. The first thing we want to note is that this Holy Spirit is a gift to us from God. We don't have to work to get him. We don't have to earn the gift. There's nothing we can do to merit his presence in our lives. God gives him freely to us, and he pours that Spirit freely into our hearts. At the moment God brought us the saving faith, God filled us with the fullness of his Spirit. And at that moment, we also received all the gifts and the fruit of the Spirit. Now we can hinder the work of the Holy Spirit and keep him from accomplishing everything that he wants to do in and through us. But that doesn't change the fact that we have all received the full measure of that Holy Spirit. Now, what does the Holy Spirit do as he dwells within us? Well, as we always talk about, the very first thing that he does is create saving faith in our hearts. You see, even creating faith was not something we could do. We were spiritually dead in our trespasses and sins. Paul tells us that we were spiritually blind, dead, and enemies of God. And even if for some reason we wanted to, we could not and we would not go to God or believe in him. But when the Holy Spirit entered our hearts through the sacrament of holy baptism, at the application of that word and the water, he came and created saving faith in our hearts. And he began immediately his work to nurture that faith so that we could have the power, the ability, the desire to grab hold of all the promises of faith. Now we have to understand that that was not a one-time action. That Holy Spirit desires to be continually at work in our hearts and lives. He does that through the means of grace. There, the word and the sacrament, he causes us to grow in grace and to grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior. It is through those means of grace that he enlightens us, that he enables us to understand and to believe and to trust all the promises that God makes to us in Christ. That's why it is so important for us, children and adults, to keep on doing, to keep on doing regularly and often worship, communion, Bible study, Sunday school, and fellowship. Those are the means, those are the channels that God uses to keep pouring that Spirit into us. It is through those means of grace that the Holy Spirit maintains our faith and grows our faith. There's a key phrase in the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 42, Acts 2:42. Continued steadfastly, the King James says. We need to pay attention to that phrase and to what follows. The early Christians continued steadfastly. They kept on doing regularly and often, using the means of grace, worshiping, communing, studying, praying, and fellowshipping. They knew that Pentecost was just the beginning. They knew that the Spirit was going to have to be continually at work in their hearts and lives, equipping them, strengthening them, enabling them, encouraging them, empowering them for the tasks they have been called to do. They knew that they were going to need all the gifts of the Spirit so that the world could not hinder them or stop them. And because they continually used those means of grace, they overcame the world. And Acts goes on to tell us that God continually added to their number daily those who were being saved. I think the church today needs to pay attention to that second chapter in Acts. Learn from that group of first apostles and disciples. They did the most important thing for them to do. They worshiped. They communed. They studied. They prayed. They prayed and they fellowshiped. And they did it regularly. And they did it often. They did it individually. They did it as families. They did it as corporately as a church body. They were constantly making sure that they were always fanning the flame of their faith. And the result is their faith grew. Their faith became stronger. Their witness became bolder, and their numbers grew because they lived the faith too. Someone once said that when you die, you can't take anything with you. And then someone else added, well, the only thing you can take with you is your neighbor. The point is, faith is not just about me. Our faith was given to show itself. Faith is to be shared by word and by deed. It's to be shared with our family, to be shared with our friends, to be shared with our neighbor. Think for a minute what we have because of faith. Think of what we live with every day because of our faith. The full and free forgiveness of all of our sins. We live with peace and hope and joy. We live with knowing about real love. We know about the real meaning of life. We know that we have been saved. Saved from the consequences of our sins. And saved for eternal life. We live knowing that heaven is our home. Now that list could go on and on. And the promise to us is that none of that can ever be taken away from us. Now think for a minute what the people of the world live with every day. They live with emptiness, fear, hopelessness, despair, loneliness. And that list could go on and on too. We have to share with them the fruit that the Spirit is growing and producing in us. And an important note to note here, it's called the fruit of the Spirit. See, God is wanting to grow all of that fruit in us. So we can't say, oh, I'm kind, I'm good, I'm just, but I don't have any self-control. I don't have any peace either. No, the Spirit is constantly at work growing that one fruit of all those aspects in the hearts and lives of His people. And the world needs to see and to hear about that fruit. It is a matter of life or eternal death if we don't share it with them. Since Pentecost, we have been given all that we need to accomplish our mission. The Holy Spirit has equipped us for that task. The Holy Spirit gives us the words we need to say. The Holy Spirit empowers those words with the power of God from on high. By the Holy Spirit, we have the ability to live our faith in this dark world. And by living that fruit, it's like light shining in the darkness. Now, we don't want to get overwhelmed here. None of us want to get to be thinking that, well, maybe God's calling me to be another Apostle Paul, and I'm supposed to be traveling in the whole world, setting up churches and mission stations all over the world. And he doesn't expect all of us to be another Martin Luther either, standing there all alone, defending the faith before the rulers of the world and the councils of the church. But each of us does have a role to play in the building and the extending of the kingdom of God. There is someone, I'll bet, in your life whom only you can reach with the gospel. Remember, you are already filled with the Holy Spirit. He is empowering you. He is equipping you. He has already prepared you to do the good things he has already prepared for you to do. On that first Pentecost, 3,000 souls were added to the church through the preaching of Peter. If you read through the book of Acts, you'll find that God is constantly at work, daily adding to the church those who are being saved. That same Spirit who was active then is ready and willing to be just as active among us today. Are we as ready and willing as is the Spirit? On this Pentecost Sunday, God reminds us who we are, assures us of the gift that he has given us. We are filled with the Holy Spirit. We are empowered by that Holy Spirit. And God has already prepared for us out there in the world things that for us to accomplish. The world is out there waiting. Let them hear. Let them see the wonders that God has done for them. Amen.